A teacher is a doorway through. What I mean by that is a teacher does what he or she can to move the student from thought into awareness. So the door is from thought into awareness. The teacher serves as the gatekeeper, the doorkeeper to this shift. I try to make these talks embedded with that energy, because when we are suffering, it's because we are on the wrong side of the door. And it happens to us all day long. In fact, to actually pass through the door is a minor miracle, because we are reborn from top to bottom. The work calls this self-remembering. And a good spiritual teacher is there to accelerate the process of self-remembering. Generally, when we are suffering, we try to think our way out, which is, like Alan Watts said, like biting your own teeth, like lifting yourself by your own bootstraps. You're caught in a logjam of thought. And yet, the more painful the logjam is, the harder you think. The harder you try to think your way out. Thought is not the solution to spiritual situations. So the teacher stands between the two worlds, if you will, between the thought world and the higher world of spiritual awareness, of self-remembering, and says, look, you can pass through your suffering consciously. You can pass from painful thinking about your problem to being. To be suffering is to rid yourself of suffering, because being is on a higher level than thinking. It vibrates at a much higher and finer rate. Yes, the shift is always part of it. When you go through the door, you're going to shift. And thought is going to fall away, and you're going to be restored to your birthright consciousness. Thanks for listening.